it, I quit in 19, dozens of times, but I finally really did quit in 1950. I haven't smoked since, but for 2 years after I quit, the craving was just overwhelming. It really was a matter of, it's a test of will. As a matter of fact, it was a struggle. I think I enjoyed the struggle more than anything else. But it's very difficult to...
I've never tried. I enjoy it. I really do. I know sometimes I overdo it if I'm nervous or under pressure. Then I know that I do too much. But I haven't tried. Maybe someday I'll be told I have to.
Well, as long as you, I think, can do it in moderation. The trouble is with many people, it's they can't smoke in moderation. It's either 2 packs a day or nothing.
Now, mine never runs over a pack, and it will run under that if I, as I said, if I'm real uptight about something, then it seems that that piles on. But I try to keep my hands busy. I can't sit and do nothing with my hands. If I can pick up some handwork or just something, then it doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go to bed and read a book.
I see. Are you mentioning Harrow?
we had the one horse Harrow, and that was a small V-shaped thing with teeth in it, and it harrowed one row, and then we had the section harrow, which covered several rows. We had turning plows, which was used to break the ground. That meant to plow in furrows. And we had...
Do you happen to remember on a plow, if you had 2 horses, which would be which? Would you have certain names for the 2 horses? On the left and on the one on the right?
And giving directions to them.
Well,
G and Haw.
And would you have a name for the horse, like a nigh horse or wheel horse or haw horse or lead horse?
I think that might have been done. Most of the plows that they worked with on our farm were no more than 2 mules was used to a plow. And so there was no lead or if they were using in the log teams. Now I know very little about this, but my grandfather did a lot of logging. Now they did have a lead mule, and I don't remember what they called the one that was hitched at the wagon, closest to the wagon. Then they had the lead mule in front, and they were very well trained to their jobs, because you would never put a lead mule to the wheel. But in the farming, it was usually just 2 mules hitched to a plow or a harrow or a disc at the time.
So the term wouldn't... That would not apply.
But if you wanted to go right, it was G, then the mule would turn right. If you wanted to go left, it was haw, and the mule knew that to go right or left.
I see. How about smaller tools? For example, something with 1 wheel and 2 handles?
Wheelbarrow. The wheelbarrow and hoe and rake and shovel.
Mm-hmm.
Shovel was anything you dug in the ground with.
Long handle, short handle?
Long handle, well, yeah, long handle, short handle, shovel. And then we had a much larger shorthand shovel type thing we call a scoop that was used to in the corn crib scoop the corn up.
Oh, broader.
Yeah, it was broad. Mm, not like this. And